Exclusive, Representative Randy Weber on strategic petroleum reserve use. If we had a natural disaster, emergency oil wouldn't be there for us. By Robert Krajicek on October 27, 2022. Representative Randy Weber, RTX, warned on Wednesday's edition of the Breitbart News Daily podcast with Alex Marlow that the Biden administration's deployment of the Strategic Petroleum Reserves, SPR, resources endangers the U.S. in the event of emergency needs for oil. Weber represents Texas's 14th congressional district, which houses about 60% of the SPR's crude oil. He recently led a resolution describing the White House's deployment of SPR resources as irresponsible. The Biden administration, he said, is recklessly gutting the reserves for political gain in the context of rising oil prices driven by government policies. The congressman said President Joe Biden's directive to consume the SPR's resources puts the nation at risk in the event of emergency needs for petroleum, including natural disasters and wars. At the rate Joe Biden is going, we will not have energy for emergency purposes, Weber cautioned. The number one aim in this resolution is he must recognize that energy security is national security. We can't count on the Saudis or anybody else to produce oil for us. We should be doing it here. He continued, if he continues to draw it down, we could be in a really, really bad spot. Not just militarily, but also because if we had a hurricane, I'm on the Gulf Coast, if we had a national disaster, where we needed that for Americans right here, it wouldn't be there for us. Weber warned that the White House's depletion of the SPR's stockpile of petroleum puts America at risk in the event that the energy resource is needed for a militarily strategic purpose. Weber observed the Biden administration's push to eliminate fossil fuel consumption, which the Democrat Party and broader left market as an endeavor to combat climate change. The White House further frames its ostensibly environmental decrees and edicts as moving towards a clean energy transition while characterizing carbon dioxide emission as carbon pollution. We all know that Biden has an attack on domestic production of oil and gas, he stated, and so now the United States is energy dependent. Under President Trump, we had energy independence. Weber called for increasing domestic fossil fuel production. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter @RKrajicek.